Well, it is my pleasure to have David Mirisch on the line, and if you've not heard that name, you certainly will if you're going to attend this year's 9th Annual Flathead Lake International Cinema Fest at the Polson Showboat Theaters, January 29th, 30th, and 31st. A documentary on him and based on his book will be presented at this year's Cinema Fest, and it is called The Man Behind the Golden Rolodex. David Mirisch, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Hey, it's a pleasure, and we live just an hour and a half away from you.
Yeah, you live over there in beautiful Superior in Mineral County, a great, great area of Montana. First of all, what brought you to Montana, sir?
Well, our daughter became a single mom, and she's raising our three youngest grandchildren, and she said, I could really use some help, so we left sunny California to come to sunny Montana.
Well, let's talk about your connections with the Hollywood elite. Let's face it, when people refer to you as the man behind the Golden Rolodex because of your connections there and you're able to get celebrities involved in charitable events that raise monies for charitable organizations, how were you able to put yourself in that position, sir?
Well, as you may know, Jeff, my family has produced 72 films, won 24 Academy Awards, including three Oscars for Best Pictures. So I got into the entertainment industry and then started producing events.
Well, and I saw that one of the movies that you listed there, Magnificent Seven and Midway, did you like the remake of Midway, and did you guys have anything to do with that, or just the early one?
Oh, just the original one, yeah, with Henry Fonda, Robert Wagner, you know, all that great cast.
Sure, sure. A lot of it. Hal Holbrook was in there as well.
Yep.
Charlton Heston was in there.
Yes, he was.
Well, let's talk about the documentary that's going to be seen here in Polson real quick.
Well, it's going to be shown on Saturday, January 30th at 12:30, and I'm going to do a Q&A after the documentary, so you know, I encourage all your listeners that might be interested in Hollywood and show business to come and enjoy the 84 minutes that they're going to see. And, Jeff, I have not seen my documentary on the big screen yet, so when I go to Polson, that'll be the first time that I can see it.
And so, sir, I understand that the documentary is not necessarily the same as the book. There's a little bit difference. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Well, the book is about my life from the day I was born in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, you know, up till a couple years ago. The documentary shows my work with the Hollywood industry and about 20 of my Hollywood stars that many of your audience knows, like Johnny Mathis, Dionne Warwick, you know, will all be in the documentary.
Okay. So are there some favorite aspects of the documentary that you're looking forward to, or favorite parts of the book that people should know about?
Well, I think the documentary, the last 20 minutes, Jeff, shows what I've done in the world of fundraising, where I've raised $35 million for nonprofits all over the world. And that's my legacy as to what I'm leaving with my kids and my grandchildren. Yep.
Okay. What kind of events? I know that there's golf tournaments and those kinds of things. Are these celebrity golf tournaments, or are they more low-key?
No, Jeff, that's an interesting question. I've done 29 different kinds of fundraising events, and every one of them involved Hollywood celebrities who donated their time to help the causes.
What of all the movies that you've been a part of, which is your favorites, or let's say your top favorites?
Well, I gotta say West Side Story, because, you know, and Fiddler on the Roof, because both of them are musicals that will live, you know, for eternity, because West Side Story won 12 Academy Awards, including Best Picture of the Year, and Fiddler on the Roof was actually dubbed in every language in the world. You know, and I'm still friends to this day with George Chakiris, Rita Moreno, Russ Tamlin, and Richard Beamer. I'm still friends to this day with them.
Yeah, it's incredible that a lot of those folks are still with us, because let's face it, West Side Story, that's been a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, and they're making a remake. The Mirishes don't have anything to do with that, but you probably read they're going to do a modern-day version, you know, in 2021.
Yeah, so I'm just looking through some of your other biographical information that the Kings with the Flathead Lake International Cinema Fest have given me, and boy, you have kind of discovered a lot of people that went on to become famous, very famous stars in Hollywood.
Well, the most famous is, of course, the young lady that I discovered on a University of Texas beauty pageant by the name of Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. And there's a lot of other beauties that you've come across as well.
Well, Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman, Linda Carter, who was the original Wonder Woman. I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden. Yeah. So, you know, through the years, I've represented over 500 actors, actresses, and musical entertainers in my young career.
He's the man behind the Golden Rolodex, David Mirisch. He is coming to this year's Flathead Lake International Cinema Fest, January 29th, 30th, and 31st at the Showboat Cinemas in Polson, and he will be doing a Q&A on January 30th. Is that right?
Yep, right after the 12:30 showing. And I know you'll be there, Jeff, and I hope everybody that's listening will come. And I have the pleasure of meeting all those wonderful people.
I do, too. David, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and we wish you the best of luck, and we can't wait to see you on January 30th.
Good. Thank you, Jeff.